Sometimes he angers me with telling me of the mould warp and the ant, of the dream of Merlin and his prophecies, and of a dragon and a finless fish, a clip-winged griffin and a molten raven, a couching lion and a ramping cat, and such a deal of skimble scamble stuff as puts me from my faith. I'll tell thee what, he held me last night at least 9 hours in reckoning up the several devils' names that were his lackeys. I cried, and well, go to, but marked him not a word. Oh, he's as tedious as a tired horse, a railing wife, worse than a smoky house. I had rather live with cheese and garlic in a windmill far than feed on cates and have him talk to me in any summer house in Christendom.